This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horstman.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horstman, here with my buddy, Eric Bradley. And today we have the two most eligible bachelors, eligible roommates, Connor and Mike. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you, Blake?
Doing all right, man. I appreciate you guys coming on. We're going to have some
fun
today.
Thanks for making the time, fellas.
Yeah, thank you for having us. No, I'm pumped to be doing this. Mike and I actually have something to talk to you about, but We'll save it for later on in the podcast. But
God, I'm nervous. Is that even me?
You might want to be a little nervous, but
I mean, like, we just have some questions. We want answers to. That's all.
Yeah, it's all good.
Get him.
This is a terrible idea. This God, no, I'm hosting, guys. Stop it. I'm hosting. You're not.
Hey, we're about to do a podcast.
No shit. You guys should get a podcast. No. So you guys have been roommates now. How long have you guys been roommates, roughly?
The beginning of October, basically. So about a month.
About 5-6 weeks. Okay. All right. So how is it? How is it being roommates with each other?
Like, I just kind of got home, actually. Talking about that.
Really?
Where were you?
We went to Canada, though. Remember, we had went to Canada right before going on. We had went to go to Canada. We had to go pick up my books. We had did that, and then on the way down from Canada, actually, we stopped through Denver, and we swore we had saw you, bro. We swore we saw you. Remember?
No shit.
Yeah, dude. We saw you on a date with someone.
Bullshit.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I'm almost positive it was Hannah Ann.
Bro, you ain't saying
you were on a date.
Like, nice try with the clickbait, guys, but nobody's gonna believe that. Dude. First of all, that you two were, I didn't notice you were in the bar. Anywhere you guys walk, I wouldn't notice you guys walk into a bar.
We didn't even tell you that we thought you had a bar. You brought that up.
You walk into a park, I'd notice you two. It doesn't fucking matter where you two walk into.
Tell them, bro. We already seen it.
Wait, Blake, how you in? Talking,
yeah, right. No, we're not, we're definitely not.
Dude, it's okay.
I'm all right, bro, it's all good.
What are you guys trying to do here?
Exactly, we want to know.
I have literally that might be the only girl from Peter season I haven't talked to. Casually talk to.
They didn't talk.
That's that part where Eddie cut that out.
Yeah, they don't. They didn't talk. They just skipped straight to dates, one on ones.
Okay.
I mean, now we unraveled a whole other set of questions.
You fell for that.
I'm glad you say that, Blake, because I mean, we know about some others from Peter's season. DM'd or whatever. So, but since you just said she's probably the only one that you didn't DM, but we started going on a date. Yeah.
I didn't say DM. Whoa. I didn't say DM.
It's fine. Not shy. We'll let it marinate for a little bit. We can bring it up later.
Oh, God. Cool. Yeah. That's great. Awesome. We're going to wrap this up.
This is going to be a long day for Blake here.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Oh, fuck. So you guys are down in Austin. Was one of you living in Austin before you both moved there, or did you just both move to Austin?
It was Dallas and San Antonio.
We both came to Austin. I was in San Antonio. Connor was up in Dallas.
That's right. Dallas. Okay. How do you like Austin so far? I mean, I know everything's COVID and shit, but so far?
Yeah, it's been good so far. I think we both like it because there's a lot of outdoorsy kind of adventurous stuff to do here, which is nice. But in terms of meeting people, really anywhere in the country, it's hard right now. You can't really go out and meet anyone anywhere.
Connor and I went out once on like West 6th, and it looks like we're on a date because like you can't go to, you can't mingle with somebody else, right? Like, we can't go mingle with a group of girls. We got to make sure we have our mask on. And
you got to stay at your table.
Yeah. We can't, like, hey, yeah. Over there. Like, hey, here's my IG. Let's meet each other. Like, you can't do that.
We were actually at a bar. We were at a bar like a while ago, and some dude had a remote control car, and he would drive his number up. It was great, and he'd drive his number up to a table.
Wait, no, you weren't doing that with Hannah Ann at the bar, bro. It was just you. So you weren't even on your phone.
Are you just going to keep bringing this up? I have never met Hannah Ann in my life. Why did you guys pick Hannah Ann, too, of all people?
Hey, Paradise 2021. The love story can come out, you know?
Fuck no. No, but obviously, like, yeah, quarantine's been brutal, but you guys have been pretty busy in quarantine. I mean, Mike wrote himself a book. Hey. Yeah, well, see, well. I got you right here. I just happened to have
you like, even like this, storm.
Dude, I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for that. No, man, but tell us about the book and everything, kind of what drove you and motivated you to write the book.
I mean, as you know, more than most people, that being in the spotlight and just being a human being in today's society in general could bring a lot of stressors against us. And a lot of us don't know how to effectively communicate and get those thoughts out. So a lot of us just hold those things within us and just continue to have self-limiting beliefs. And quite honestly, like since 2017, 2016, I've been working on things to help people get through the problem that we all have, which is just mental barriers, right? And mental things that we go through, depression, things that we go through, that nature's club. So all of my friends that have come to me with the same exact issues that I personally have gone through, I wanted to talk about my exercises and my mantras that I do to get through it.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, man. No, it's great. I've started. I haven't finished it yet. But yeah, I mean, it's super helpful. Like you said, dude, it's super helpful. And you got a lot of inspiring stuff in there. So it's pretty good.
If you read the first page, you know how open I am.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know. Yeah. I was excited when I heard you writing a book, when you said you were writing a book, because I knew it'd be a good one. So, and it's been going well, man. It seems like, I mean, everybody I see, everybody's been talking about it and everything. You've been plugging it like crazy, which is exactly what you got to do, man. You've been killing
That's what I got to do. I'm an independent, and we're bestsellers. So, you know, I don't have a big time publisher, like, you know, backing me. Oh. We're doing this independently. We're already a bestseller, and we're just going to keep going.
That's awesome, cool, dude. I like that. That's brilliant to do it independently rather than, because publisher takes all your damn money anyway. So now you got it.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. And Connor, man, you've been on a television show, basically. Oh. Tell us. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
Tell us
I didn't
about
even,
that, dude.
I didn't even know about it. And someone in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization hit me up today on Instagram. And he was like, ask him about Rachel Bradshaw. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, man.
How did you get on the show, first of all? Yeah, like, where did that
start? I've been watching that the last hour and a half.
I never thought I would be on TV again, I'm going to be honest. And I feel like the second you start thinking that, you find yourself back on the screen. So it was around 4th of July. I was back home in Michigan with the family. And I just got a random phone call out of nowhere, and someone wanted to set me up on a blind date. I had no idea this was a TV show. And they didn't tell me who I was going on a date with either. And so, you know, I get on this FaceTime date a week later, and there's like five cameras behind Rachel on her end filming me. And like, I met her, and you know, it was kind of like, whoa, what are we getting into here? Yeah. And then, you know, the FaceTime date went well, and we ended up meeting in person and went on a few dates. And then met the whole family, which was pretty crazy. We played a prank on Terry when I met him for the first time, and they had me fake propose to Rachel. And so the first time I met the whole family, I walked in and she's wearing a fake ring, and I basically like Terry, you know, Rachel and I, we've gone on three dates, a few FaceTime dates, and you know, when you're in love, you just know it. And I think, you know, last time we were hanging out, I decided to propose, and he like flipped out. He's like, so Rachel is 33, I think. And I was 25 at the time. And he turns to me, he's like, how old are you? I was like, well, you know, I'm 25, but you can basically round up to 26 now. And he goes, he's like, what the hell are you doing dating my daughter? You're too young. You don't know shit.
I was like, oh my God, that's awesome.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I got myself.
He's,
here, but But
yeah, he seems like a character though, Terry. Is he pretty fun?
Yeah, no, he's full of energy for sure. It was cool to meet him and meet the whole family.
Nice. That's cool, dude. So are you like, what's going on now? Do you still talk to Rachel? Are you guys dating? Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of a weird time in my life just because I was, you know, thinking about moving to Austin with Mike and just like other stuff going on. And I think Rachel is very ready to settle down and have a family, and that's 100% fine. Not that I'm not ready to settle down, but there were just a lot of moving pieces going on in my life. And I don't think a relationship or like continuing to date was right for either of us. I mean, we're good friends now and have nothing but respect for each other, but you know, it just didn't work out. It's weird when you see it on TV because all that stuff happened back in early August, end of July.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's airing on TV now. It's similar to The Bachelor, how that all works. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that kind of ran its course in a way. And
gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Dude, you're getting good. That was a good answer. You and Mike been hanging out too much. That was a very polished answer. Mike, you're getting some of Mike's starting to rub off on you.
I've already asked every single question possible.
Well, I love how she just like randomly, like you didn't even know you were going on a television show for this FaceTime date. Like you literally popped on and there were cameras.
Yeah, no, I literally had no idea. And then all of a sudden, I had just gone for a run on a treadmill. And I was in like the yoga studio at some.
Yeah, I thought you were in the basketball gym because you see the mats behind you.
Yoga studio at this gym in Wisconsin, doing like a FaceTime because I just thought it was like a casual thing, right? And then all of a sudden, I see the cameras. Like, whoa! What I get myself
That's
into
funny,
here?
Dude. That's yeah. great. That's good stuff. So you both are single, Mike. You single?
I'm single.
You are single. So you guys like on, so right now, everybody I've talked to, and I feel like everybody that's been on the pod lately has been on Hinge. Are you guys like on anything? Like, how are you dating right now in quarantine? DMs? Like, how does this work?
Why?
Set up a nice picnic.
Television. Connor uses television. Yeah.
Set up a nice picnic. Bring the gluten-free crackers.
I downloaded Raya. Have you used that before? Ooh.
No, I'm on the fucking wait list. Well, man. I don't want to talk about Ryan, man. Yeah,
He's been on the wait list for like a year, six
months?
Yeah,
man.
I think I can get you like a friend pass or something.
Dude, I would appreciate that. No, I got on it. I was like all cocky and I thought I was going to get on it, no problem. So I didn't really fill out anything. And then I've been on the wait list for like a year. So that's not
Yeah, great. Well, I feel like a lot of people probably joined around quarantine because everyone was trying to find a date. So I'm sure they're a pretty long waiting list now. But yeah, I've been using that. I haven't gotten any dates from that. Mike obviously goes on a lot of dates.
No, he doesn't.
This is what I like to hear.
I've been two people in 2020. Obviously, neither one of them went well because I'm single.
Ah. What about, you know,
Hannah Ann?
Dude,
no, that's your girl.
Yeah, thank you, Eric Till. That's his girl.
Yeah.
That's his girl. We already know all of that.
No, I agree, dude. Dating's been hard, man. I didn't even hear that. Thank God I didn't hear that.
Wait, have you seen the show Selling Sunset?
No, yeah. I have not.
Oh,
Blake, your question. What was your next?
No.
Which one on Selling Sunset?
Big fan, if you know what I mean.
Okay, here we go. This is what we got the pod for, baby.
Look into it.
Dude, I'm going to go look at your followers, look at who you're following, Mike, see what you
Look at the followers.
And
actually, if I may add to that, he's also a fan of Dancing with the Stars.
Where is the damn mute button at?
Oh, that gives it away right there. Oh, hey. That gives it away.
Connor's just throwing Mike under the bus.
It's all good. See, I'm gonna be respectful of you know the one young lady that he really, really likes. The one that FaceTime. You know.
Let's get back to Chriselle though.
Connor, he's like, no.
Let's get back to Chriselle.
I think the young lady that Connor is FaceTiming right now.
Connor.
Do it, Mike.
This is all good.
Connor is all terrified good. If I say her name. Terrified.
I saw his face. His facial expression changed.
No.
Well, I'm glad. Sounds like, I mean, I'm sure you guys have no problem getting dates. So, or some, you know, so I'm sure you guys are, once no, Austin opens up.
I'll be honest about that. You know, it's like, it's probably like the same in high school when like you, the girls that hit on you, those are the girls that you don't want. And the girls that don't hit on you, those are the ones that you do hit on. Right. Mm-hmm. That's how it seems like the girls that I DM, they just leave me on scene. It's embarrassing.
We've all been there, man.
That's being super honest. You can't get more honest than that.
It's true, man. We've all been there. Yeah. But it is weird. I mean, I get asked this question a lot too, but it is weird dating after the show. Like how do you guys navigate dating after the show? Because I mean, I go on a date and a lot, everybody knows, you know, they usually know a lot about me and everything. How do you guys navigate that?
Connor goes on a lot of dates, so I want to hear his thoughts on that.
I've not gone on any dates. I went on a few dates at the before the quarantine happened, and then the stuff with Rachel Bradshaw, and I literally haven't been on any dates since then.
Lies.
That's not a lie. No, I mean you're totally right though. It's weird dating after the show, and I feel like I just didn't date for a while. Because I didn't really know how to navigate it. And then you go from not dating from the show to not dating for a while to the quarantine, kind of like a big, you know, all that with all that stuff happening is tough to date. So
I don't think, to be honest, it's no change except for like girls run up to you while you're with a girl on a date and you just gotta
look at
you. Yeah, like the girl that you're with, you got like, baby, I swear I'm only thinking about you. You're the one that I want to be on this date with, you know, and she has to be respectful of that. But you make sure that, you know, we got to make sure that she knows that she's the one that is on our mind. Right.
I completely agree.
Would you date someone that this is a real question? No. Okay. would you date someone that is like a fan of you?
I've been asked that before. So, I mean, God, that's a hard question, dude. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Honestly, I would. I don't know what, like, it depends on like the extreme of the fan, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, like, I don't think like if she recognized me, she's like, oh, I loved you on the show. Like, yeah, that wouldn't turn me off necessarily. But if she's like, you know, a little too much, then that would turn me off. But yeah. You're right, Mike. Like, it takes a very secure person to kind of go on, you know, to date somebody from this, you know, just from Bachelor Nation, because I've had conversations now that I never thought I'd have to have with a woman, you know, on a date, like, hey, just let you know, like people might take some photos of us. Like I might have to take some photos during the date. And that's something I never thought I would have to do, you know? So it's a lot different.
Definitely so. But I mean, I'm glad like we live here in Texas. It's not as crazy in Texas, right? If we were in LA or Denver or Nashville, that thing would be crazier in those places.
Yeah, dude, you know what? New York, man. New York is Bachelor crazy, man. That city has got so many Bachelor fans. I couldn't believe it.
I went on a date in New York last year, and like our waitress came over to us. She's like, oh, my God, I know who you guys are. I know. There's one date I went on in New York. My date, she was so amazing. The waitress came over and was like, oh, my God, I'm your biggest fan. And the girl that I went on a date with was like, did you buy his book? And I was like, oh my God. Like, it was so amazing. It was so amazing.
That's good. That is good. That's
she great. Got like a 1,000 points from me that day.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. What's your guys' like worst date? You guys had any like bad date stories? You guys got any bad date stories?
None since TV for me.
Yeah.
What about before though? Did you have some funny dates before?
I mean, I got stood up on a date when I was in college, I think. And that was kind of sad. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty sad. A little blow to the ego. But yeah, that was probably the only bad date I've had.
I've been, this was like back in the day, like when I was like 19, 20. I went on a date with this chick and I had an ES300 Lexus, a 93 version. So it was hella old. And like my car broke down as we're on the date, bro. As we're like driving to our location, straight up broke down on the side of the road. And like, I had to be, you know, I had to be smooth with it. So I was like, I pulled over. She knew what the issue was, but I had to play it off like I did it on purpose. And I was like, you know what? It's a beautiful sunset. So let's just go for a walk. Literally, that's awesome. Let's just go for a walk. You know, man, let's just go for a walk.
That is really, that is Mike Johnson, the epitome of Mike Johnson right there. Smooth, always smooth. Always smooth. That was great. That's impressive. Damn. Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't really have too many. I mean, especially since the show. Like, do you guys, you did a FaceTime date, Connor, but like, do you guys FaceTime date every once in a while? Like during quarantine, especially? Or, yeah, I mean, yeah. Connor's freaking there. You guys FaceTime date? Come on, Connor.
hey, come on. Put this out. No, I haven't, during the quarantine, I just didn't really talk to anyone new, I guess. Like I totally removed myself from dating. Because I kind of use it as a time to like work on myself in a way and like work out a bunch and do all that. But I do FaceTime people. Maybe there's some that are more than friends. I don't know, but you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll put a pin in that. We'll come back. Yeah, we'll put a pin in
that one. And to have Connor's back, like real talk, he does just focus on his business stuff. Like no BS. He really does focus on working out, his business aspirations, and things of that nature.
Yeah, Mike's into real estate lately too. Probably
Mike had Connor's back there, and then Connor turns around and throws him back under the bus.
I had his back for once. You look at the guy. Come on.
Okay. Now I was about to ask, how is the wellness company going?
I do got to say this, though. Like, straight up, since we're on this subject, all the beautiful ladies listening to your guys' podcast, like, stop DMing me asking for Connor, especially if you don't follow me. Like, what the hell? I'm tired of it.
Okay, wait. Actually, on that point, I do have a question. So when girls DM you, is it a lot of times like you click their profile and it's private? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do with that? And exactly. I don't feel superficial, but it's the same thing as a dating app. Like if you're gonna send me a message and like not show me a single picture, then like what are you supposed to do?
You're not just looking at her looks, you're looking at her lifestyle, what she does.
Yeah.
So like it is private. Yeah.
I agree, Mike. Like, I usually just don't reply, or like I just not, because I'll be honest, I've been catfished. I got catfished once. We'll be right back. If you're like me and you hate going to the grocery store, but you love cooking and love natural ingredients, then you're gonna love Green Chef. Green Chef lets you choose from a wide array of easy to follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped. With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook. Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every box. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company and has meals for a variety of lifestyles, including vegan, vegetarian, paleo, and keto. Go to greenchef.us/Blake80 and use code Blake80 to get $80 off across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Again, go to greenchef.us/Blake80 and use code Blake80 to get $80 off across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now back to the pod. It was it was kind of actually right after the show and off to Bachelorette, and this girl slid in my DMs and she was like cute and everything, and like she had full on op, knew she was public, like looked like a real person, man. And I was like, yeah, we started chatting. It was going great, and then it was one of those things where all of a sudden I saw the actual girl and her actual profile, and I was like, wait a minute. So like she's been using that girl's whole profile as a different name, you know? Yeah, man. But thankfully it was a girl, and I actually know who it is.
Really?
But it was a girl. It wasn't like a creepy old guy. Yeah, it actually was a girl. It ended up being a girl. She was just a different girl who was, let's just say she's married and stuff. And,
dude, we gotta get you on the Apple Catfish show.
I know, man. It was, yeah. I was like, and I'll never forget. I DM'd her and I was like, so I know who you are now. And Instagram was like, block, delete everything. And like, she deleted, got me on Snapchat, like everything. Yeah. I was like, oh man, I found out who she was and everything. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, wow. Man, it was intense. So I agree. If they're private, man, like I stay away from that because you don't know. It could be catfish. You don't know what she looks like. You don't know her lifestyle, any of that.
Let me ask you this one. So this happens to me a lot. And Connor and I have spoken about this, right? So she hits you up and she's in her DMs and she's like, yo, Blake, you're the only guy I want. You're the one I like. She don't follow you, but she follows other guys within the nation.
Ooh. Damn, that's a good question because I need to look for that, man. Now I need to look at their followers.
She follows you and follows us. That's one thing. Maybe she just likes us as people, but if she don't follow you, but it follows us, like how do you feel about that?
That is weird. And honestly, if she follows, because I like if she follows like 30 people from Bash Nation, you're like, oh, yeah, she's just a huge fan. She's probably slid in all these people's DMs. You know what I mean? So that is definitely a red flag to me for sure. For sure.
I would say I agree. The girl that only follows like 2-3 of us. And then DMs you. It's like, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. But I cannot do it. If she don't follow me, but follow the rest of the homies and like it's hitting on me, I'm like,
yeah,
you're telling me you don't like me. You're just doing this to see which one will bite.
Totally. That's exactly right. She's just throwing the bait out there to see who will bite. Exactly. So what are you guys? Because we do have a lot of female listeners and I put out that question thing and 99% of them are asking what you guys look for in a girl. So like, what would you look for in a woman? What is like your ideal woman?
Car. I actually wrote mine down. Like, no lie.
Yeah. Whoa. That's awesome, dude. That is, that's,
I didn't write it down for this podcast on a serious note. I wrote it down because like, I believe in power manifestation.
I was
so
just
like,
gonna say that.
Yeah, I didn't know you were bringing notes to the podcast.
This is a note for the podcast. This is like, I'm dead serious when I say I want a wife, right? I would say someone between the age of 20, I put 27 to 35, but she could be 25 to 35.
Okay.
I said she got to keep her nails, she got to keep her, like her body, like nails, hair, all that stuff done.
Okay.
But then if we go mudding, I'm trying to go mudding with a big truck, you know, get dirty. I want that life. She has to be optimistic because I'm hella like positive. She about that negativity shit. We can't do it. Nope. She wants to have kids. I'll say it like that. Okay. She wants to have kids. She's adventurous. You know what I'm saying? Adventurous in multiple different facets. We're going to say the umbrella term adventurous, right? And she has to have a passport or be about that life to give them.
Gotcha. I love that you wrote that down, dude. I totally believe in manifestation too. I totally believe in that. So.
I got some homework.
Maybe I should do that.
It's real. This here, Connor and I watch like a lot of our favorite. The cool thing is we have a lot of the similar interests on YouTube. And one of the guys I was watching yesterday, my YouTube mentor, he was dating all these chicks and he got tired of it. And he said, you're not speaking the language that they need to understand to know that they're the one for you, right? Mm-hmm. He was like, he wrote down and a few months later he had his wife. Well, he like, you know, met her, all that stuff.
Right.
And
right.
I want the real thing. Like I'm telling you, girls DM me, and that's beautiful. I love it. But then I'll DM girls, and they'll leave me on scene. It is such a growth of ego. But at the same time, I'm hella humble. Like I'm out here. I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as you try, man. As long as you're trying. Amen.
Ooh, what do I look for?
What do you look for?
They want you. They want.
Yeah, I didn't do my homework on this one, but let's see. I would say. To me, it's definitely adventurous. That's super important to me. I think somewhat outgoing because I'm typically a little more reserved. So I think being with someone outgoing helps bring out my more outgoing side. And, you know, just someone that's like fun to be around, funny, athletic. That's important to me. And I think too, just someone that like reciprocates and shows their emotions and like love for you. Because I feel like I've hung out with a lot of girls that it's a one-way street, and I've dated girls where it's a one-way street, and it's like it just feels like it's all coming from me, and that's been super frustrating and probably like a reason I haven't dated a lot, just because, you know, it doesn't feel good, like not feeling like you're loved. So that's really important. Looks aren't super like hey, you know,
my roommate, he's amazing. Like,
hey, looks aren't like the most important thing to me. Obviously, love, beautiful.
It helps.
People.
I mean, yeah.
but, and like age doesn't really matter as much too. I've dated, like I went on dates with Rachel Bradshaw, who's 33, and dated younger girls. So
I get a 10-year age range. But she could be older too. Like, she, I mean, I have, when I was 19, I dated a 39-year-old. So like, I do love my older ladies as well.
Yeah. Sure.
Interesting. Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, I'm just looking for that spark with someone that I haven't really found. So we'll see. But it's definitely frustrating as you see more people getting engaged and getting married. As you start to get older, it's like, dang, you know, when am I going to find that for myself? You know?
Dude, I get it, man. I tell you what, I feel like I'm hanging out with like a bunch of, I'm 31, right?
31.
Yeah. Whew, 31. But I feel like I'm hanging out with a bunch of like, you know, 23, 24 year olds. Cause they're the ones single right now. All my older friends have babies, you know, and they're like at home. So I'm like, find myself like hanging out with younger people. Cause they're out and about and want to do things. You know? Right
there. Eric, Blake, look up a girl named Lori Harvey, L-O-R-I, then Harvey, like Steve Harvey. Yeah. I'm going to get one that look like that. From a looks perspective, that's my.
Dude,
that's
I
my,
do know who she is. I know who she is. Yeah.
Well, you were just talking about age, so it looks like Chrishell Stouse is 39. Going back to that topic.
See, we're trying to be respectful, and I don't want to speak about things that may take place, may not take place. You know.
Right. Right. It's early. I hear you. I hear you. No, but I do know Lori Harvey. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Noted out there. Everybody's just taking notes out there for you too. I'll tell you what, I got some more DMs about you too. That is funny though, Mike. You get DMs about Connor every once in a while. Connor, do you get some DMs about Mike?
No, he gets none about me.
No. I do get DMs about you sometimes. This has happened to me like 10 times since we've lived together. Someone will DM me and say, I love your arm tattoo. You have the arm tattoo. I don't have the arm tattoo.
Hold on. They DM you to say they love your arm tattoo?
Yes, I clearly... These arms are clean right here. I don't have any arm tattoos.
They get you two mixed up. You two look so much alike.
She has arm tattoos. Hold up. They DM you thinking you have an arm tattoo.
I don't know what their intention was.
What?
But
is that their way of meshing us as one?
You clearly have
the arm.
I don't know. I don't know who they're trying to talk to.
See, that was just those individuals that would say that wouldn't even get a reply. It's like, bruh, like, get to know who the hell you talking to. Like,
yeah. What? No, they probably just click on, because you guys tag each other and shit. They're probably clicking on things, thinking they're talking to the other person and stuff. So that's probably what's happening.
No, I need that damn thing. No, you're not getting that. No.
Oh, that's good stuff.
By the way, Lori Harvey, Lord.
Because I feel like if I take a story of you, it's usually just you. So they might think that it's you, you know?
Bro,
I don't know.
You're white, I'm black.
I'm trying to get it.
The most obvious they can tell different people.
That's great. That's good stuff. Well, I mean, obviously, everybody wishes you to find love. That's my DMs were full of that. Few people wanted some threesomes in there. I'm not gonna lie, they were asking about some threesomes.
That's where we're
going. I can get you to. Yeah. I just want to see how uncomfortable. Connor's turning red.
Connor, okay. I'm not trying to embarrass Connor out here.
There we go. Shots fired. Sure. There we go.
I don't even know what you're going to say, but let's not.
I don't think he had to say anything.
Oh, fuck. This is my favorite pod we've ever done.
All right.
We're going to switch. We're going to switch. We're going to switch it up here. So you guys have been roommates. Obviously, you said you kind of haven't necessarily lived together a ton because you've been traveling and working. So I wanted to do a little roommate test. So we're going to see which one of you know each other better. All right. So first question for Mike and Connor, obviously, you know, the answer, but keep it to yourself. Is Connor a night owl or an early bird?
Early bird.
Is that right, Connor?
It's right. It's right.
Okay. All right. Question for Connor. Connor's an early bird. All right. Question for Connor about Mike. So if Mike had to pick an adrenaline rush, which one would he pick? Bungee jumping, skydiving, or a roller coaster?
See, why are you giving him the easy questions?
That's just how it ended up.
That's BS. this game's already rigged. I'm going to say skydiving.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, got it. That's pretty good. I don't think
roller coaster is like, that's not even, that shouldn't be. That shouldn't
I'm,
be
I'm scared of roller coasters.
Really? I love roller coasters.
I've only been on one roller coaster in my life, and it was terrifying.
Was it at Pushback Mountain?
No, it was at Disney World. It was the Expedition Everest. It wasn't even a scary roller coaster, but it goes backwards for a bunch of it. And I did not like that feeling at all. I was not into it.
You guys got to go to, have you been, if you go to Abu Dhabi in the UAE, they have Ferrari World. It's like, and you ride the roller coaster, the fastest roller coaster in the world. Super dope.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. I would love that. I love roller coasters. That'd be fun. Yeah. All right, noted. I'll have to do that. All right, next question for Mike for Connor. How often does Connor do laundry?
Too damn much.
Oh, really? Oh. That's better than not enough.
Bills, so I ain't complaining.
we both pay the water bills. What are you talking about?
Oh, damn, right. I would say I wash like once a week. Connor washes like probably daily.
Wow.
Yeah.
But like you can do like three times a week. Don't
from that point. That's not true.
You don't wash daily?
No.
You're at least using a dryer daily.
No.
What are you doing? Yeah, something's on the washer dryer. Like
daily. That is not true. Maybe you're talking about the dishwasher. That's daily. Yeah.
One-to-one.
I'll say that's a lot, man. I do laundry like every 2 weeks because I just wear the same shit. Like, I only wear workout clothes. That's like it, man.
So you have 2 weeks worth of workout clothes? Or you rewear?
Oh, yeah. No, that's literally all I have is cutoffs and shorts. Yeah.
That's pretty much
two pairs of jeans.
Well, yeah, for the most part. But I don't have a 2 week supply.
I cut my sleeves off everything. All right, on to the next. So, all right, Connor, when is Mike's birthday?
December. hold on.
I know you.
It's coming up soon.
you don't know. Look at it, it's terrible.
October
6, 1994.
Because we were already living together when my birthday happened. His hasn't happened yet, so I haven't experienced
it. No, he didn't tell me it was his birthday.
Hey, this is my question. Hold on. I'm going to say it's either December 7th or 12th.
What?
Neither?
No. No.
You got 29 more days to choose from.
I know. Let's go.
Just keep going.
Get hard for credit.
When is it, Mike? When is
2 days after Christmas, December 27th.
No. You were so close.
Wow. Why would I lie to my birthday? Wow. That's a lie. Why would I lie to my birthday? 1-1.
Nah.
1-1.
All right. Mike, this is a hard one. Mike, what is Connor's favorite food?
Healthy. I would say that is hard. I think when Connor has a cheat meal, that's a good one. Because he really eats healthy a lot.
Yeah, it's like broccoli.
I would say he likes pizza and like tacos as cheat meals.
Okay. Is that right, Connor?
You gotta pick one.
Am I pretty good? Is that
I don't know.
Okay, look at the guy. He named like 10 birthdays and was all wrong. Like I narrowed it down to 50-50 out of a million infinite choices. I would say pizza.
Connor?
He's right.
That's pretty good.
Good roommate over here.
That is impressive.
All the ladies, I'm going to pay attention.
So far, Mike's winning so far. I got a couple more. Okay.
Bro, that was crazy. Like, that was
that was good. All right. Okay, Connor, what color does Mike wear most often?
Black.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, black. All right. Got it. Okay.
I would say black.
You didn't even have to think about
I would say
that.
Black, then orange second.
Okay. And then just out of curiosity, not really a question here, but who's the cleaner roommate?
Me.
Get that. I looked dead at him because I was like, yo, you going to answer the truth? Hell no. Hell no.
Oh, so you're bullshitting. So Connor.
Over the counter.
No, that is a such a lie. I will give y'all a room tour right now. Like.
Oh, that's great. All right, Connor, I got one from Mike. Okay, about Mike. This is, okay, how many tattoos does Mike have? Oh. That's hard, dude. That's hard.
So brutal.
He's looking around.
I'm saying,
can you give him answer choices if y'all know?
I don't know.
Okay. Like,
okay.
Your body.
Okay. Is it? Okay. Is it 7? Is it 5? Is it 4? Or is it 11?
7.
Nope.
11.
Oh, is 11? No. No. I thought higher too.
Two more.
It's like, no. You got ant next.
Okay, that one was hard. So I'll switch it up. This one would be hard for Mike. I got two more for you. Okay, what kind of
favorite food out of no?
That's true. He's fine. What kind of deodorant does Connor use?
First off, if I know that, I know too much about it. First off,
you're bound to find out.
I'm gonna say Degree.
I know yours.
Degree. That's what he is.
Mike's is.
Do you wear Degree?
Wait. What?
Do you wear Degree?
No, Old Spice.
Seriously? Old Spice.
Is the Old Spice gel type?
Yeah.
I cannot do the gel.
The gel.
I don't either. I got to do the dry stick.
Can't do the
Mike
gel.
Uses the Woman's Secret deodorant.
Hey, to be 100 with you, I'm gonna put all y'all on game right quick.
Hold women, on. Do you use Secret?
No, I don't.
I was going to say, that was like a big thing in the NBA locker rooms.
No, I have before, and I have no shit problem against it, right? But this is some game for everybody, right? The strongest memory we have is scent, right? Women like men that smell good. So there was a period of time to where I would use women's body wash and then put on men's cologne because you smell good throughout the day. I'm just saying.
Okay, let me. Mike has this candle that he's convinced makes women like it. It smells like a locker room.
No, it doesn't.
It smells like you're spraying Old Spice or like what's the Axe around
Axe body spray.
I have a cinnamon candle that smells amazing. But Mike has banned it from the
living room. No.
So my bathroom smells like cinnamon, just so everyone knows. Smells great. No. It smells great.
No,
that's a roommate problem right there.
I go to Bath and Body Works all the time. I've talked about them multiple times in my stories. Bath and Body Works. If y'all want to do a deal with a boy, let's go.
There you go. And I'll tag them.
Bath and Body Works legit has some really good scents. And Teakwood Mahogany, that's the one. Teakwood Mahogany.
Teakwood Mahogany. Keep that in mind next time I go to Bath. Yeah,
I'm good at this. Teakwood Mahogany. That's the one.
True. I feel like if anybody is, it's you, Mike. That's true. All right, one last question for Mike. For Mike about Connor. And this will finish it off. He gets this, he wins. All right, Connor, close your eyes real quick. Close your eyes. What color are Connor's eyes?
Bro, I'm man's eyes.
Oh, dang.
No, wow. They're.
You don't know the color of my eyes?
I'm going to say brown.
Connor, they are not.
They are?
They're
like green.
No, they're
kind of, I was going to say hazel.
They're kind of turning hazel green.
What the hell? Hey,
Brian. All right, we'll count it. Mike wins. That was great, though. You didn't know. That's good stuff. All right, got some fan questions here. Eric, you got a few, right? You got some fan questions?
Yeah. L. Jackson asked, what are y'all's love languages?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
I know mine.
Oh, gosh.
I know mine.
I don't get me started on the love language thing. I apologize for people that I've dated in the past that have brought up the love languages to me. But
do you need multiple choice here, Connor?
In a previous relationship, I love languages were brought up to me, and I was required to take the love language test. And I think physical touch was a big one for me. And the next day, the person touched me the whole day. And when I say they touched me all day, like there was not a moment where they were not touching me. And by the end of the day, I just freaked out. I was like, you gotta stop touching me. Like I can't be touched anymore.
That's funny. So that's pretty good.
I think love languages are a thing, but I think my love languages change every day.
Okay, that's fair. Fair. Yeah. Every day, that's a lot.
Some days I wake up and I might want a gift. Some days I wake up and I want to be touched. You know, I don't know. Change in the moment. Right. What are yours?
Right. What are yours?
Like, obviously, we all love all the love languages, but like not daily. I don't think it changes. So I got the book upstairs. You know, Gary Chapman. Y'all know I'm an avid reader, right? My love language, I thought, was physical touch when you just take the quiz, but when you read the book, you know, you get to know more about it. So my love language is quality time, but my dialect is quality communication.
All right, I have to read that book again, man. It's been a while because I don't remember like the dialects and everything and all that.
What's yours?
Mine's physical touch is one, and quality time is two. Quality time's huge for me. Like, I feel like I've changed a little bit. Like, I think as I've gotten older, because I took that years ago, I think as I've gotten older, quality time has become a little bit more important for me, especially like our lifestyles and stuff. Yeah. Traveling and stuff.
I'm just putting it out there for any lady that I date or, you know, get with in the future. Your boy loves physical touch as well. Touch me, baby.
She's not gonna stop touching you now, man. Like, Connor.
I'm not mad. Like, I'm not mad.
That's great. All right.
Another one from Alex Brunt. Who is the better cook in the house?
Ooh.
Connor's the one that cooks. I don't cook right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like to cook, Connor? Like, do you cook often?
I wouldn't really say I enjoy it, but I eat a lot. So unless I go to like Chipotle or somewhere, I gotta cook to get all the food in.
Y'all just reminded me. After we get off this call, I need to go to Walmart and get some like pots and pans and stuff.
So well, you guys like literally just moved in and shit. Like, you guys are still kind of like, moving in, if you will. Yeah, gotcha. So on top of that question, who's a better dancer? Somebody asked that.
Hey, you see my TikTok?
Oh, that's how I wanted to bring up the TikToks, maybe. Yeah, you got
me.
That's just not true.
We can dance right now. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, DJ. Like, play something.
I will say
the tongue, man. The tongue.
The homie Connor has definitely gotten better, okay. And also, I love that Connor don't give a damn about what people think about his dancing because
love that. Yeah, yeah.
They love it. They love it as well, right? But I'm definitely the better dancer.
we'll debate that, but. We pretty much most of the TikToks that we post, we just do one take. We've been starting to put a little bit more time into it, but we just do one take. We practice for like a minute and just do it. And I feel like that's how it should be.
I agree.
Do it. I mean, yes, there's people that are good dancers that put a lot of time into it, and that's amazing. But for everyone else, it's like, stop taking yourself so seriously. I mean, it's supposed to be a fun app. Social media is supposed to be fun. And I feel like a lot of the fun is taken out of it sometimes because people send you mean messages and whatever. So I don't know, but
I agree though. That's great.
I'd agree with what Connor said 100%, but I mean, I also find fun in being able to dance, right? And like and practicing, like, you know, like I watched Chris Brown on there. And I'm like, bro,
all that choreography.
I cannot do that in one take. Yeah. You feel me? Like, but I can't do it. Just give me time. And Connor's like, no, one take. Let's go.
Blake, are you on TikTok?
No, man. I was for a minute and I deleted it, but I should get back on there. I just want to follow you too.
Come on. I want to see some.
I threw one out there. I got a swing dance and I'll teach you two how to swing dance. I mean, you guys got a little.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah. I threw up a swing dance TikTok that did pretty well. Maybe I should get back on there. I thought it was going to get deleted, man. So I deleted it anyway. Chinese are spying on us. So I like had to delete it, you know?
I have to tell you, when I was in the casting, the first week they flew me out for the Bachelorette, like 4 days before the limo entrance night, mm-hmm. I was getting interviewed by one of the producers, like one of the days leading up to it. And I had just taken a dance lesson. And I was like telling her about it. She's like, oh, like Blake, who was on the last season, so good at dancing. She whips out her phone and shows me this dance that you did with her. And it was like, you like crushed it.
Yeah,
and
then I know exactly like, who that is. Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's see what you got. Like, dance with me. you can't show me that. And then maybe do a dance. And so what I did was absolutely terrible. It did not live up to that. But I think she was being nice. She was like, oh, you're so good. Yeah.
I do remember. No, I remember it. Yeah.
You got it. For sure.
I appreciate that. Maybe I can't do your guys' TikToks, but I could try and throw in some swing dancing here and there. So, all right. Really serious question here. Connor, how long are your goddamn arms, dude? What's your wingspan?
7 feet, baby.
Holy, is it really? And how tall are you? 6'6"?
Yeah.
Wow.
Long guy.
That's a big wingspan. Long guy. Yeah. All right. And then we'll finish with, of course, the question everybody wants to know. Are you guys going to be back on our televisions? Are you going to be gracing us on our televisions anytime soon?
I mean, Connor's on TV right now. Check him out.
It's true. Go check out Connor. But Paradise. Let's just say it. Paradise. Are you guys going to come to Paradise? Come on now.
He's going to be on Selling Sunset season 3 or 4.
That's good, right? Connor.
Yeah, that was good. I'm pumped to watch that one, dude. That's why he was gone. He was traveling for a couple of weeks before.
Was he looking at houses out there?
Dude, I hope that's true, man, because that shows, that'd be great.
Not a real estate agent, so it's going to be easy to find a house, probably. Get a good deal.
I mean, we can talk about some commercial space then. And you're like, hey, yeah.
I wonder
for real, are you guys going to be on Paradise? Quit dodging the question, boys. It's going to be on Paradise.
Connor's going back on Paradise for sure.
Of course, 100%.
Connor is 100% going back on Paradise.
That's not true.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it. Eric, I got to let you know. Blake, as we all know his history, he's looked up all the girls on Matt's season already.
I don't know.
Matt's season?
Well, he still has Matt, and he has Peter's season to choose from.
They already went through all of Matt's chicks on there, and they already know the ones that they want to holler at.
I literally don't know a single person on that season.
Eric, I'm just being honest to you. Connor 100% going on Paradise.
Turn this on me. That's messed up.
100% though, Connor. Why wouldn't you?
Well,
you're going to be the new Chris Bukowski. You're still young.
No. Hey, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not gonna rule anything out. But I'm not planning on going back. I feel like if you plan your life around the shows, it consumes you and like takes over your life, right? But if you just like enjoy life and have a good time, who knows what'll happen. But that's kind of the outlook I have on everything right now.
Dude, I completely agree. I think that's where I kind of messed up, was like I was planning on going, like in the back of my head, I always probably knew I was going to Paradise, and it didn't allow me to really meet anybody up leading up to Paradise. You know what I mean? Because I always like had my walls up because I was like, I'm just going to go to Paradise anyway. And that was a mistake. I wish I could go back and change that. So you're doing it right.
Yeah.
But you met a lot of them prior to Paradise anyway.
You meet everybody. Everybody meets everybody, man.
I didn't meet anyone prior to Paradise.
Dude, you were off the show for like fucking 10 days. Like you went straight from The Bachelorette to Paradise. I went a full year, man.
But no, they talked to me last year about they were going to do the summer games, I believe. And then when that got canceled, talked about Paradise briefly. Then that got canceled. So I don't know. I feel like last year, or I guess this past summer, I would have been more into it. But, you know, we all have other things going on in our lives now. And I don't necessarily know if I want to be remembered as Connor S. from The Bachelorette. we'll see what happens. But if there's a girl that I'm genuinely interested in and the producers will let that relationship happen and give me an environment where that'll happen, not send me in halfway through, then yeah, maybe I'd be more into it. But
yeah,
there's a lot of factors there.
Yeah.
See, you guys got to know, I never really watched the show prior and I love the show now. Mm-hmm. So like if and when Matt's season comes out and there's a little baddie that I want to holla at, I'm a DM-er. Like I ain't waiting. Like
that's true.
Everyone knows I want to wait. And so what the hell am I doing? I'm going to wait for, you know, that to come around. I'm going to go holla at it right then and there.
Dude, it's so true. I love that you say that because I think sometimes, I mean, I'm a witness of this. Like, the producers get pissed when you do that. And it's like, whatever now. I'd be like, whatever. But like, they think they control our lives outside of the show a little bit, you know? And it's like, no, no, no. Listen, like, I'm going to live my life. If I see a girl I like I'm going to DM or we're going to start talking, you know? Fucking puppeteers, you know?
Yeah, I'm so, ain't no shame in my game. If I want you, I'm going to go holler at you for sure.
Yeah. What about Summer Games, though? Summer Games would be fun. And I think they might do it this next year. Summer Games is more of a competition show.
Yeah, no, I think I'd imagine that they will do it this year or this year coming up. But yeah, I mean, that could be interesting. I don't know, did you see Winter Games when that happened?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. So basically, it was like there was like, let's say, skiing competition. And if you win the competition, you get a date card and you can take somebody on a date. And so I'm sure Summer Games would be like, yeah, it would be like sprinting. It'd be like basketball. It'd be swimming. It'd be all that kind of stuff.
That's I've never watched it before. That sounds super dope.
So is the objective, I guess, to get engaged at the end, like the other shows?
Yeah, there was a couple that got engaged on there. There were two engaged.
Claire got engaged. Yeah.
How many times has Claire been engaged before? You know?
I think just that. No, just that one. On her bachelor season, she rejected the proposal, I think, didn't she? Shouldn't she tell him all?
No, I don't think. I don't think she got chosen, but she. She let him hear it.
Yeah, for sure.
You let him hear it
like that.
Yeah. And then before we wrap it up here, I just want to, what do you guys think about? Are you guys excited for Tayshia and everything? Like this, now basically we have another bachelor season here with Tayshia, and we all know Tayshia pretty well. So
I always wrap it up.
Yeah. She's going to make a good bachelorette for sure, I think. Always wrap it up?
What was that in reference to? Where were you going with that one, bud?
That's funny. I think you meant rep it. Did you mean rep?
Oh, all right. Well,
I thought there was going to be a follow up to that.
Yeah, I would just repeat what Blake said. Like,
I'm fucking dying. Good.
So I think Tayshia would be great. I wish. So I was with her. I did the live on stage show in LA back in, I think that was early, they're the end of February.
That's like February.
And it was the weekend. Yeah. It was like 2 days before they were announcing who the bachelorette was, and Tayshia was there. And I remember like. The producers came up to her and were like, don't do anything stupid tonight. Like, don't go out saying like, you know, we're about to announce this soon. So I thought they were going to choose her. So I was surprised when they didn't, but I feel like with, COVID and everything that happened, the producers kind of realized that maybe they should have chosen her.
Yeah.
I think with Claire's age and nobody knew Claire, like no one wanted her. Not that she didn't do a good job. Don't look at me like that. Why are you looking at me like that?
But you're right. She was from older seasons.
I'm trying to save myself. Let me save myself. I'm just saying, I think a lot of the new viewers of the show were more wanting Tayshia to be the bachelorette versus Claire. So when Claire was chosen, people were very surprised, and people are used to a certain mold, I think, and like age and all that of the bachelorette. And so Claire was different from people that have been chosen in the past. And I don't think people like different a lot of times. And I think the producers like Tayshia. And so I was just very surprised that they didn't choose her to begin with. And so I think, you know, when they had that chance to reset because of COVID, it seems like they may have put the plan in that ultimately came out on TV. So yeah. I'm pumped for Tayshia. I think she'll do great out there.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, Tayshia, I've said it a million times before, the woman is, she exemplifies poise. She exemplifies just character. She wifey material. So definitely for all the fellas out there, I think that the producers picked a good woman.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm excited for the rest of the season to see how it plays out for sure. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on. Connor, I wanted to also talk about plug your wellness company. Man, I know you've been working hard on that.
Oh, yeah. So we have two gummies right now. We have a sleep gummy and an apple cider vinegar gummy. It's funny because I actually got the idea because Mike and I slept terribly on the show when we were on it. And when I got off, that's where kind of the idea came from. But it's going well. Everyone should check it out. Sale.com.
Sale.com.
Yes, sir.
Go check that out, listeners. And then where can they find you, Connor, on Instagram? And TikTok.
Con Sail Away on Instagram. But more importantly, Connor Saley on TikTok. We're going to be blowing that up. We got more dances coming. Don't worry.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And Mike, plug your book a little bit and everything. And because we did talk about it, but it's doing well, obviously. Bestseller, man.
No, yeah, definitely. So it's doing great. MikeJohnsonSmile.com is where you can get it. You can also go to Amazon, check it out on Goodreads. I got some of the reviews. If you read the book, you know, please leave a review. Again, MikeJohnsonSmile.com on IG, we're Mike_Johnson. And yeah, the book, quite honestly, if you want to obliterate self-limiting beliefs, if you want to see me speak candidly and feel like no one you can relate to, you'll definitely be able to relate to me and my story and bounce off of that to create beauty in your own life.
Awesome, man. That's great. Awesome. Yeah. Go check out the book, check out Connor's wellness company, and yeah, check them out both out on Instagram and TikTok. I appreciate you, boys. Thanks for coming on. It was a fun time.
Yeah, thanks
was
so much for your time. Appreciate that it. That was the best show yet.
Hopefully we'll come down. I might be coming down to Austin for New Year's. So
we're working on we're trying to get him to DJ at Summit down there.
Yeah.
We're trying to book him.
Yeah. All right, is Hannah Ann coming with you?
you already know. She already got a VIP with Blake already. You already know that.
I can't wait for the fucking articles to come out, and I'm going to have to tag you in each one of them. Be like, look at what you fuckers did. All right, I'll chat with you boys later. I appreciate you. Love you guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, have a great one.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, and give us all 5 of those damn stars. Behind the Rose is recorded on site at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. See you next time, Behind the Rose.